Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our risen and living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God we meditate upon this evening is from Psalm 111, verse 4. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. So far the word of the Lord. Sanctify us by your truth, O Lord. Your word is truth. Amen. I really don't care that much for TV shows where it seems like they're just repeating the same storyline over and over. I remember a couple years ago I tried to watch that BBC Robin Hood show, and I think I got three episodes into it, and it just seemed like it was just the same episode, slightly different, over and over and over again. Unfortunately, that's also a pretty good description of the book of Exodus and the book of Judges and the book of 1 and 2 Samuel and the book of 1 and 2 Kings. It could go on for a while. The Israelites just making the same mistake over and over and over again. God shows them mighty, wonderful works, and within a month they've forgotten or don't care about it anymore and are complaining or sinning and doing something else. The really sad part is that it's not confined to badly written TV shows and the book of Exodus. That's probably how most of us live our lives, forgetting and making the same mistakes over and over in an endless loop. How many times hasn't a friend or a brother or a spouse done something really nice for you and you're really thankful for maybe a day, and then almost before you realize it, you're forgotten about that nice thing and are angry about some little thing that they did that you don't like. My first year in India, my first month in India, one of the first things I did when I got to India is I got to figure out a way to make coffee, right? So we went to the store, and there's a coffee pot, the kind you plug in and they brews it automatically for $60. And there's a teapot, the kind you put on your stove and you just boil the water in it for $9. So I thought I was being frugal, get the $9 thing, use a little French press. Took me probably about a week before I forgot about the teapot on the stove, and it was in my office when I smelt it burning and melting. Okay. Well, good thing I only spent $9 on it. So I went back, got another one, melted that one, went back and got another one. It took me about 8 teapots before I finally realized that no, it's cheaper to buy the $60 coffee maker. Because it was clear I was never going to learn and remember. We often get stuck in loops like this of forgetfulness, especially when it comes to remembering all the things that God has done for us. There's something that we're worried about in our life, and we worry, 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 and God takes care of it. And then a month later, we're worried about something else. And we've forgotten that, you know, God took care of it last month. He's going to take care of it this month as well. One might think it would be enough for God to throw his hands up in frustration. What's the point? Might as well give up. They're never going to learn. But instead, he showers us with even more of his mighty works. Our text says, he has made his wonderful works to be remembered. He continues to teach us the wonderful works he did in the past and the wonderful works he's doing in our life right now, hoping that we might learn and next time, not worry so much. The world in general, of course, is very quick to forget about his wonderful works. You know, how many miraculous events from Scripture can you think of just right now off the top of your head? You know, the 10 plagues, the flood, the dividing of the Red Sea, the fire on Mount Carmel. Just a few, you could go on for a while. And yet the world says, where is this God? If God exists, where is he? And where are his miracles? Because they've forgotten The Lord didn't do those things in secret. He didn't do them in some corner of the world. He did them openly. The Egyptians knew it. The Assyrians knew it. The Babylonians knew it. The Canaanites knew it. The Canaanites trembled in fear when the Israelites were about to enter the land of Canaan because they knew the works that God had done for them. And yet today they're all forgotten. Not only by the world, but even ourselves. We often treat them like stories from the past. Yeah, God did those things to the Israelites, but he doesn't do them anymore. He doesn't do them in my life. You know, pastors and teachers and Sunday school teachers, we're taught that, well, we've got to apply them. Right? We've got to find a lesson in there. You can't just tell the story. You've got to teach it, right? And that's okay, but sometimes we ought to just stop and just remember. God parted the Red Sea. He did that. He shoved the waters aside and the Israelites walked through on dry land. And we don't necessarily have to learn anything from it other than that God did that for his people. To remember those wonderful works of God so that when our child is sick or our bank account doesn't seem to be enough or there's some other problem in our life, we think back and remember, yeah, God did that. He did that for them. He does it for me. Of course, we're not so good at remembering, as I've just pointed out. At least I'm not. I ate melted coffee pots, will attest to that. So what does our text say? It says, he made his wonderful works to be remembered. Because we're not so good at remembering what he's done for us, he's done another wonderful work that he causes us. He works within us to make us to remember. Remember, that word remember in the Old Testament, especially when it applies to God, is not something that happens in the mind, but it's something that happens outside of God. When God remembers his people, he's acting, he's doing something, he's coming down to intervene in their life and to save them and to show them his grace and his mercy. And in this case, he's intervening to remind us, to teach us about the wonderful things that he has done. One of the reasons why we are so quick to dismiss those stories as things of the ancient days that don't really happen anymore is because we are also so often so quick to forget or not even recognize all the wonderful works that he has done in our own life. I could tell you numerous stories from my time overseas. I can tell you a number of stories from my time here as well. One that I probably told you before, but if I haven't, then I'm telling you now, was the time that I was almost kidnapped at gunpoint. And there I was in the mission house in Nigeria, and there were men outside my house with guns. They were trying to kidnap me and hold me for ransom. I didn't know it at the time, but they were trying to get me to come out of the house. And I didn't. And they kept asking me to come out and help them with their car, to give them fuel for their car. I didn't have any fuel, so I didn't go out. But the thing is, my door wasn't locked. And it was just a flimsy wooden door at that, too. So even if it had been locked, they had guns. They could have easily come in. I don't have any explanation for why they didn't even try to open the door, other than that God shut their eyes and kept them from it. It's the only thing that makes sense. God is active in our life if we stop to take a look and to see it. Pastor tip of the week. I told him last week we should get the organist to play a little ditty. Like, pastor tip. Right? Help you remember it. Pastor tip of the week. Keep a prayer journal. If you don't already, it's a good idea because, well, for one thing, it helps you remember what you're supposed to be praying for, which is easy to forget. But the other reason is that a year from now, you can look back and see, what were you praying for last year? And realize that, hey, God took care of all those things. I forgot that I was worried about that last year. I forgot that I was praying for that last year. But look, God took care of all those things. Look at God's wonderful works in my life. God makes us to remember his wonderful works. Technically, we're into spring here, right? We got four seasons of the year, spring, summer, fall, winter. In other parts of the world, of course, they have different seasons. In Nigeria, they have a season called Harmattan. You can look up pictures of it when you get home. The Harmattan is the time of year from November through March. They'll just be getting over with that right about now, too. When the winds blow from the northeast, and they blow across the Sahara Desert, and they pick up the sand from the Sahara Desert, and they fill the skies of West Africa with that sand, so that the sky for those 3 or 4 months is just orangish-brown, cloudy color. You can't see anything else. You can't see the stars. You can't see clouds. You can barely see the birds. It's just filled with the sand of the Sahara. That's what God's works, that's what God's mighty works in our life are like. They're not just a few sprinklings like a cupcake. They fill the world and they fill our lives like the sands of the Sahara at the time of Harmattan. The only thing that you can see in the sky during the Harmattan is the sun. Even the sands, even the cloudy sky can't hide the bright, bright sun. And so also there's one of God's mighty works in particular which shines through all of the others. It's impossible to overlook. And that, of course, is that he sent his son to die and rise again. God causes us to remember all of his mighty and wondrous works, but none so much as the death and resurrection of his son. He causes us to remember, because we are so forgetful, he causes us to remember in his word and in his sacraments through his Holy Spirit, reminding us daily of that mighty work that he has done for us and in our lives. As Paul reminds us, if he did not spare his own son, how will he not with him also freely give us all good things? God causes us to remember his mighty works. He causes us to remember his mighty works by doing more mighty works. This is the grace and the amazing grace of our God. He's like, okay, you forgot the mighty works I did in the past. I'm going to do more in your life. His patience and steadfast love to fill our lives with his mighty works so that we will remember, first and foremost, the death of his son for our sins, but also all the things that he has done for us. He does this by his power through the word and sacrament. He causes us to remember the mighty act of his son on the cross with the power of his word and sacraments so that we would remember his love for us and live in his peace. Amen.